Hey everyone, welcome to a new episode of Stephen's Week, the weekly update on marketing and technology. Welcome to the new show. Alibaba is opening a logistics center in Belgium. This is going to create a few thousand jobs, and this is really good. I also hope that in Belgium this will help us to, you know, redefine the laws about e-commerce a little bit, so that we will become more flexible to facilitate a giant like Alibaba and at the same time help our local companies. So it's a good job that they're here. On the other hand, I think this must be really, really scary for local retailers. I mean, we all know the prices of AliExpress, and AliExpress is very, very cheap. But today the operational excellence of AliExpress is a disaster. You have to wait for at least a week, sometimes 2 weeks, sometimes 3 weeks before you get your packages. But hey, let's be honest, if the price difference is 70% or so, people are willing to wait a few weeks. But imagine that with this logistics center and this warehouse that they have in Belgium now, that they will be able to boost up the quality of their e-commerce operational excellence and maintain their low prices. This could change the market. This could shake up the market. And I think we have to be ready for a price war in Europe because of this. I think they will start to advertise and push more. AliExpress is already one of the most popular e-commerce sites in countries like Belgium and Holland. And they're just getting started. I will always remember the quote when I was visiting Alibaba a few months ago. One of their senior executives told us at a certain moment, they said, you know, Europe doesn't really understand e-commerce yet, and we're going to come over and show you how it works. And they're actually doing that. And I'm very curious to see how this turns out, how important e-commerce in Europe for Alibaba will become, which platforms they will push. So it's, you know, it's has two sides, this story. So let's see how this evolves in the next few years. Walmart is opening an intelligent retail lab inside their stores. They're testing it now. And what they want to do is they want to upgrade the in-store experience thanks to AI. So they believe that, for instance, AI can help to make sure that you have less out-of-stock products, or when something is spilled on the floor, or the quality of the service by the employees, by the humans. They all believe they can lift that up seriously thanks to artificial intelligence. And this is a test that they're doing in one of their first stores. But they believe that this will be a huge investment for them in the next few years to really lift up the potential of offline experiences in retail and take that to the day after tomorrow. Starbucks is doing well in China. In fact, they're going to open up a new Starbucks store every 15 hours now for the next 3 years. So that is just insane. And they have a partnership with Alibaba, with their food delivery department, Elimi. To make sure they can do deliveries of Starbucks coffee to anyone in China who would like to have one. And as you know, mobile commerce in China is really big. And Starbucks with their coffee deliveries is going to take a big part of that now. What is interesting is that their CEO now mentioned that their learnings that they had from the Chinese market, that they're going to apply that to the U.S. And it's interesting, you know, in the past, you know, companies like Starbucks, they started experimenting in the U.S. and took it abroad. Now, Starbucks is experimenting in China and is taking that back to the U.S. Especially the mobile commerce part and the delivery of coffees in high quality is something that Starbucks believes could really grow their business in the U.S. as well. And it is something that they're seriously looking into to boost up that customer experience there. Snapchat is extending its friends profile. And one of the cool things that they're going to do is they're going to let you make merchandising out of your friends' emojis and bemojis. And you know, you're going to be able to make a t-shirt with your friends' profiles on it. So Snapchat is going into personalized e-commerce. What I think is really cool about this is that it's not just a customer relationship anymore. They're changing it into a community that becomes really tangible. And I think, you know, that community feeling is crucial to stay loyal to a brand like Snapchat. So it's a very smart move to make that as tangible as possible with all the merchandising they're gonna launch. So guys, this was my weekly update. Hope you enjoyed it. Please subscribe to the channel if you haven't done that already. And I hope to see you again next week. Bye-bye.